Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Thank you.
up with what's happening on the We Talk Radio Network by following us on our social media sites. You can get to know us better on all our social media platforms. It's a great way to learn about our radio shows, videos, blogs, community programs, events, and more. We'd love for you to connect with us. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Get connected. Stay connected with We Talk Radio, We Talk Radio Network. Check us out at WeTalkRadio.com. Man, we talk, we listen, we make it happen.
I'm Emily Ballou, host of Brand New Day with Emily Ballou.
And I am Deanne Lax, co-host of Brand New Day with Emily Ballou.
We invite you to listen each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time as we inspire and uplift your lives with incredible inspirational music and exceptional conversations with a variety of thought leaders, artists, and experts.
You will also experience empowerment through our engaging segments. So, join us each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where you will
have a fresh start,
gain a renewed heart,
and learn to live smart right here
on Brand New Day
with Emily Bloom.
Oh, yes, yes. It is the Emily Blue Show right here on We Talk Radio Network every Sunday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. It's the E-Man After Show. We're back, we're back, we're back in the building. Hello, everybody. Welcome to We Talk Radio Network. Mandy's in the building. Hello, Mandy.
Hello, hello. Happy Sunday to everyone.
Happy Sunday to each and every one of you tonight that's coming in on the phone lines, that's coming in on the network. Man, this is the E-Man After Show. We're back in the building. Hello out there to Southern Soul artists around the globe, radio.com, radio network. We want to welcome you tonight.
Yes.
Man, we are back in the building. Just jumped off the Mandy, the Mentor Show. Man, so excited and delighted to be back on the show tonight, Mandy.
All right. Yes.
Man, guys, we are in the month of November, and I tell you, November is the month of giving. Being thankful, brother.
Being thankful, yes.
November is Thanksgiving month, and all things we want to give thanks, and all month long over here on the E-Man After Show, over here on We Talk Radio Network, we're being thankful.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys thankful out there tonight? We want to appreciate you. We're thankful that you're logging in on each network. You're logging in over there on Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Radio Network and We Talk Radio Network. Why? Because we're on all social media. If you'd like to follow us over here at on We Talk Radio Network, you can go to www.wetalkradio.com. And you just click on the E-Man emblem right there, and you can listen to us live. And then we're on several other apps out there that you can go and pull this network up and listen to the E-Man After Show and listen to all those other shows. Man, help me out with some of them platforms.
Yes. So we are on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast FM, Pocket Cast, Castro, CastBox, Buzzsprout, Podbean, iHeartRadio, YouTube, TuneIn Alexa, Block Talk Radio, Spotify, Amazon Music, Player FM, Listen Notes, Podcast Addict, and Deezer.
Deezer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you guys can do that. We would appreciate that if you guys just head on over there. I love checking it out on Spotify. I just like the Spotify community family over there. Man, they be having some great tunes over there. And then we got a YouTube channel. You guys like to follow us on our YouTube channel. You can just go to one word, We Talk Radio Network. You can like, you can share, you can make a comment. But if they need to subscribe, how they do that, man?
So, guys, in order to subscribe, just hit the subscribe button. Also, we would like for you to hit the notification bell so you can be notified when the We Talk Radio Network family upload new content.
Yeah, we would appreciate if you guys do that. I want to shout out to the founder and CEO, Ms. Kia Davis.
Yeah, shout out to Ms. Kia Davis.
Well, hello, Ms. Kia D. If you're listening out there on the night, want to appreciate you, want to thank you for this thriving network. Been around for 13 years, and we're celebrating 13 years over here on We Talk Radio Network, your favorite listening station. Man, this is where we talk.
We listen.
And, guys, we take action.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're back for another Sunday night. Man, it is Sunday night. We're broadcasting in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. It's daytime somewhere. It's evening time somewhere. It's nighttime somewhere. But we're in Dallas, Texas, down here in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex is 9-10. And, man, it's a little breezy out. Boy, our Cowboys have won on tonight.
Right.
We are celebrating. We're all happy and celebrating over here on the E-Man After Show. Man, we had a great show with Amanda, the Mentor Show with Victoria and Mandy.
Right.
We was talking it up, but, man, we got to talk about them Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
How about those Cowboys? Yeah, we want to appreciate all of you guys that, you know, all you sports fans out there. You know, we got a few jelly people that don't like the Cowboys, you know what I'm saying? Got a few haters. I seen some posted. Somebody told a hater to rise up. Why? Because our Dallas Cowboys did it again. Well, let's just go and do this here since we're talking about football, Mandy. Yes. Oh, yes. We in the football season. Let's give you a few scores. You'll run down a few scores that happened on today. We had the 49ers. Man, they upset the Jaguars 34-3. And then the Houston Texans, man, they beat the Cincinnati Bengals 30-27. And then the Steelers, Pittsburgh Steelers, man, they won that game today over the Green Bay Packers 23-19. And then the Minnesota Vikings, they won over the Saints 27-19. And man, our Dallas Cowboys, they demolished the New York Giants 49-17. Man, that was a good game. Then the Los Angeles Rams, they beat the Chargers today 41-38.
Right.
And so, you know, all of you guys out there on sports, doing sports, man, our Dallas Cowboys, they just doing the doggone thing.
Yeah.
But we want to appreciate each and every one of you guys that's coming in on the network on tonight. That's just a few schools of the game. I think we got a game going on now.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's the New York Jets and Las Vegas Raiders is playing right now.
Mm.
But we want to appreciate you guys. This is the E-Man After Show. Listen, if you guys like to join us by way of the phone lines, you can call us here tonight at 563-999-3456.
Mm-hmm.
And join the show on tonight, because all month long we are being thankful. We are being grateful.
Yes.
You know, this is the month of Thanksgiving. And got a question out there. What are you thankful for?
Yes.
You know, what are you showing gratitude for? You know, we do know November the 23rd, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And but we don't have to really wait on that day to give thanks, right?
Right.
And so tonight, out there on the network, that's our posing question to you guys over there on Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Network. Listen, if you want to call Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Network, maybe you want to do a show. Maybe you want to do a radio show or a podcast or you got an event, you can call that number at 469-445-5823.
Yeah.
You can ask for the owner over there, Mr. Curtis Frazier. Shout out to Mr. Curtis Frazier.
Shout out.
Yeah, we want to lift up his sister-in-law. Understand she had a stroke, and we're praying for her just as well that, you know, as he was sharing with me, you know, God always does everything well. But, you know, what he was sharing, I always say, you know, my prayers always, God, let your will be done.
Yes.
And so we're just praying that his will be done. And to his wife, Denise, and we just got you guys lifted up in prayer.
Yes, we do.
Yes. And so let's kind of do a little recap. Last Sunday night was Bible study, right?
It was Bible study, man.
Yeah, it was Bible study. We had Lady Tanisha Franchon with us on last Sunday night.
We sure did.
Yes, and she taught us the Word of God. She did an awesome lesson on last Sunday night with just a beautiful teaching in her own right. I believe she talked about, are you a good loser?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of loser are you?
Yes, she is.
Yeah, we had a few. Because I started out talking about the Cowboys losing, and I did not know that's what she was going to talk about, and it turned out, you know, just was fitting for. We was talking about how the Cowboys lost and how people was a downer last Sunday night.
Uh-huh.
And then she came in and broke that thing down and began to teach us. I think she came from Matthew chapter 5, verse 4, and Proverbs 4:23.
Yes.
Just an awesome teaching.
It was an awesome teaching on last week.
And so,
it was an awesome teaching. We've had up until this point some great teachers to come on, you know, and with Lady Fashawn coming on last week and blessing us with the word that she had blessed us with, it was really an eye-opener.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was one of those self-examination words.
Mm-hmm.
And I absolutely love the title that you stated, E-Man. She gave what you just stated, are you a good loser? And I love the fact that she came out of Matthew 5. She has given the scripture, for those of you that are out there listening on the phone line and on the network, the pure in heart shall see God, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so she just broke things down, you know, from just a totally different perspective, and it was really good. So you guys, for those of you that may have missed last week's show, make sure you go on to We Talk Radio Network and you check that Bible study teaching out.
Yeah, you can always go over to YouTube. You can go over to YouTube, and when you get over to YouTube, you go into the We Talk Radio Network, that's one word, and pull up all of the shows, and that show is there. It's Bible study, and then you can go over on Spotify, all the different platforms. You can pull up last Sunday night show and just check it out, because you know I like the perspective. You know I like different illustrations of it. You know, are you a loser in life, or or how do you see the game of life? You know,
right,
when you're not winning it. So we want to appreciate Miss Franchon for stopping by the Amen After Show, because I think I got three more teachers for the rest of this year.
Right, right.
We got a teacher coming up, I believe, at the end of this month.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got Dr. Amanda, she's coming up next month.
Mm-hmm.
And then I believe we got Pastor Blackwell, he's coming up at the end of the next month. And then we're going to, in January, we kind of sit back and see if we're going to do this again next year.
Right.
We're revamping and restructuring. We don't know if we're going to do it next year or just pick someone to teach that Bible study. But we want you guys to be a great part of that.
Mm-hmm.
We want to thank you guys for all that you do over here on We Talk Radio Network. Shout out to the family over here at We Talk Radio Network. Man, it is the E-Man After Show.
It is the E-Man After Show.
Well, and then we got Encouragement for Your Soul at 9:35 with Fred Bell tonight.
Yes, so make sure you guys tune in. Shout out to all of the Fred Bell Ikes out there.
Mm-hmm.
You guys tune in every Sunday night, anticipating a great word from Fred Bell. So guys, for those of you that are new on the network, make sure you check out Encouragement for Your Soul by Fred Bell. It's at 9:35 every Sunday night.
Yeah, every Sunday night is at 9:35, except when we do our Bible study.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm quite sure Mr. Fred Bell don't, we kind of skipped that segment. We skipped it last Sunday night, but this Sunday night we have Encouragement for Your Soul. Want to appreciate all you guys that always give us feedback that y'all really enjoy that segment, because people enjoy it, you know. And like you say, his fans, his Ikes will be calling in real shortly.
Oh yeah, they're gonna call in to listen. You know, they're gonna listen to the word. You know, just lets you know it's effective, because when you have people that call into the show, E-Man, and although we have a lot of listeners over here on We Talk Radio Network, but we do have people that call in specifically to listen to Encouragement for Your Soul, because it is encouraging, right? So it's great. So for those of you that are new to on the phone lines and on the network, make sure you tune in on Sunday nights at 9:35 p.m. Central Standard Time for that segment. Other than the first Sunday of every month, that's when we have our Bible study teachings.
Right, right. And to those of you on Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Network that's been sharing with us, we want to appreciate you guys for listening. Another 160 countries that's listening, I believe, including France. So we want to appreciate all of you guys. And we want to thank all of you guys. Man, I hope you have had a blessed and marvelous day. I hope you have had a blessed day so far. Like I said, our Cowboys won today. You know, we just ran down all the scores. There's different ones won. And so we into that football season. But, you know, I question out on the flow tonight, because we're into this Thanksgiving month.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all about Thanksgiving and giving thanks, you know.
Right.
We got a question out on the floor. What are you thankful for?
Mm-hmm.
You know, just the simple things in life. You know, we were sharing, just as we were sharing on the other show, man, I'm just grateful and thankful to just be in the land of the living.
Yes.
I'm grateful and thankful that God is God.
Yes, he is.
You know, we was talking about just little simple things, like just thankful to be able to brush your own teeth.
Yes.
You know, I woke up this morning, I didn't have to have no assistance getting out of bed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being 62 years old, I'm just grateful that I was able to put my own clothes on.
Right.
Without no assistance. You know what I'm saying? I'm grateful for, you know, was able to feed my own self and didn't nobody have to feed me this morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so that, and like I said, I believe on your show, you know, nothing wrong with none of it. Yeah, we always thank God for the jobs that we get, the promotions that we get, that the new homes that we get, that the clothes that we buy. But for me, just the simple things in life, to be able to breathe fresh air.
Mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Just to be able to, you know, walk outside and just look around, and you're not limping, You know what I'm saying? To brush your own teeth. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? To wash your own face.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to pay your bills and still have some change left over. Just the little simple things in life.
Right.
We was talking about how the body is designed over there. You know, how our body is designed and God made the body so significant. I believe we was talking about you hit your pinky toe.
Mm-hmm.
You understand how painful it is.
Right.
But just thank God for, you know, just your fingernails.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because everything, your eyelashes.
Yes.
you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I'm pulling that out, because I know a lot of people don't give thanks unless God is doing certain stuff for them.
Right, but lose a fingernail.
Hello. Slamming up in that door and that fingernail come off.
That's right. It hurts. So every part of our body is significant, you
mm-hmm.
know. And we definitely have to be grateful, and we can't take these things
for granted. For sure. And so we want to appreciate you guys. We see you guys coming in on the phone line. The time ticker is going off. But listen, we got to take a break. When we come back, we'll be talking. It's the E-Man After Show. We're sitting around the domino table, and we got a question out there because this is Thanksgiving month.
It is.
What are you thankful for? I'm quite sure you can find something to be thankful for. Call somebody up. Tell them the E-Man After Show is on. They're talking about being grateful and thankful. And we'll be back with more right after this.
You're listening to The Sound.
I'm Fred Bell with the Encouragement for Your Soul. You're listening to the E-Man After Show here on We Talk Radio Network.
Oh, yes. come on, Mike. Come on. Yeah, it is the E-Man After Show. We're back in the building. So excited and delighted that you guys are coming in on the phone lines, on the network, on tonight. Man, this is where we talk.
We listen.
And guys, we take action. We are in the building tonight being grateful and thankful. And I want to appreciate you over there on Southern Soul, artists around the globe, radio network and We Talk Radio Network. Thank you guys for listening each and every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got a question out on the floor. What are you thankful for? This is Thanksgiving month. Happy Thanksgiving. It's coming up. It's closing in on us. But we also want to salute and celebrate all our veterans.
Yes.
This has been a Veterans Day weekend. You know, Veterans Day was on yesterday, but all weekend long, people are celebrating our veterans, and salute to all of those that have protected us and served us very, very well. So to all the veterans out there, you know, we want to appreciate you and thank you for your service.
Yes.
You know, to all the young people that's going to the service, that's inspired to go and fight for the yet to be United States to protect us. Man, we want to salute you and encourage you if that's what you choose to do. But to all the veterans out there, you know, because we was having a conversation, and it's just kind of a little sad in how our veterans are being treated.
True, very, very.
You know, a lot of them don't get the benefits that they need, you know, that they should have. You would think they would get, you know, certain checks that, you know, they should be able just to live off of.
Mm-hmm.
But we're broadcasting it down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, and it's over there at our Veterans Hospital. Man, if you ever drive over that way and just see the veterans over there, even though they have revamped that whole hospital over there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, sometimes you still see a lot of the veterans over there trying to get assistance, you know?
This is true.
Mm-hmm. And so to all the veterans out there, all around the globe, all around the world, man, ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Thank you for your service.
Yes.
Yes. I tell you, we couldn't have made it without you. Right. Yeah,
very,
you know,
true.
Yeah, because they fought for us, you know.
They did.
Yeah, man, they protected us and still is out there on the front line.
Right.
And, you know, we're in war right now. You know, and so to all of you that, you know, even if you fly in a plane, you know what I'm saying? If you went to the Air Force, if you went to the Army, I was just watching a video of how, man, when you look, I think it was on our local news here, how they was just showing all the elderly veterans, you know. A lot of them still look good, too. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
You know, they all suited and booted up and, you know, we just peacock proud and hyena happy of our veterans. We thank God for you.
We do.
We are thankful that you served us, and there was those that didn't make it. There was those that came out that lost their mind, you know, seen a lot. You know, it's a lot of them been healed. It's a lot of them moving forward. And it, every now and then when you sit around talking to those that served us, man, they have some stories for you.
That's right.
You know, and so to all the veterans out there tonight, if you're listening to the E-Man After Show all around the globe, because I know Southern Soul, that's a dynamic of, the rhythm and blues and the older crowd over there.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm quite sure we got some veterans over there on Southern Soul, artists around the globe network.
Right.
So shout out to you, all of you veterans over there on that network and listen each and every Sunday night. We want to say appreciate you, hats off to you, kudos to you for serving us well.
Yes.
And then tonight, we're being grateful. We're being thankful to those of you that's coming in on the network, on the phone lines tonight in about 4 minutes. We got encouragement for the show. It's by Deacon Fred Bell. He's a deacon over there at his church. He's going to inspire our hearts. You know why? Because, you know, shortly here, people will be laying down here in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
People will be unwinding.
Yes.
It'll be time for them to go to bed.
Right.
And so we want you to go to bed with an inspiring word on your heart tonight.
Yes.
So when you climb up in the bed, you got some positive in your psyche.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And so tonight, we're talking about being grateful. We're talking about being thankful. Are you thankful on this Sunday night? Are you better or are you bitter? Mm. What's going on with you out there in radio land? Mm-hmm. All of you around the globe, all of you around the network, call us up here at 563, what is it, 999-3456. Let's hear from you on tonight.
Yeah.
Let's see what, because we'll be doing this all month long, leading up to Thanksgiving Day.
Right.
You know, we're going to be grateful, and hopefully you're grateful even when it ain't Thanksgiving.
Yes.
You know, show a little gratitude when it ain't Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, are you thankful for family? Are you thankful for friends?
Mm-hmm.
Are you thankful? Man, I'm just thankful God is God.
Yes.
I'm so thankful that God is God and he don't ever change. And, you know, you can go to him as our creator and get what you need without it, you know, without faking and shaking.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because God don't change, you know.
That's
you
right.
know, man will let you down every time. But
right.
you can. I'm thankful that you can go to God and. On your own behalf.
That's right.
You know, and I'm just grateful that that he thought fit enough to, you know, allow me to come into this world.
That's right.
You know, because he said he know you before you were formed in the belly.
Mm-hmm.
He know you before your mama met your daddy.
That's right.
And he formed you in the belly, sent you on down here, what we call earth,
mm-hmm.
and gave you a purpose and say, live that out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and thank you, God.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord, that he, you know, he touched us, and you know, the old folks used to say, with the fingertip of his love,
mm-hmm.
you know. But thank God, he breathed life into us.
That's right.
And said, "Live,"
mm-hmm.
and we've been living ever since. Man, 62 years old. Man, just grateful for and thankful for, you know. Like I said, we was able to get up this morning and
mm-hmm.
and assist our own self. We're thankful for that on tonight.
Right.
We're thankful that we had a good service on today. We were able to go out to eat,
mm-hmm.
you know, and enjoy dinner and then come home and take the longest nap.
The longest nap, okay.
Things yeah. like going to church and having a good service and then going out to eat and then come home and just, you know, that nap where you... Well, that drool running down your face.
Mm-hmm.
That's a Sunday nap right there.
Mm-hmm.
And we're thankful for that. So do you guys that's coming in on the phone lines tonight, that's coming in on the network tonight, we're proposing a question tonight. Because we know it's Thanksgiving month, a lot of you getting prepared, getting ready for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
But what are you thankful for?
Yes.
You know, just the simple things in life. You know,
mm-hmm.
We're so appreciative that, you know, we have a job.
Mm-hmm.
We thankful that we paid all our bills and had a little change left over.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just thankful for my wife. I'm thankful for my family. You know, I'm just thankful that I'm healthy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at 62 years old, you know, I think it was the Winer sung this song. Millions didn't make it, but I was one of the ones that did.
Mm.
Man, when I look back over 62 years old, I ain't got no disease.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no disease. You know, went to the doctor a few weeks ago and got a good report.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Everything, the cholesterol good,
yes.
heart good, blood pressure good.
Yes.
At 62, I'm grateful and I'm thankful.
Yes.
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And a lot of times, man, that I think we can get some bad reports, but we got to thank God for the bad reports too, because he allows us to fix those things.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So what are you grateful for on tonight?
Mm-hmm.
And so, guys, you can call us up here at 563-999-3456. And let us know. You can hit option one once you call in. Let us know what you're grateful for. Are you grateful for anything?
Mm-hmm.
Are you thankful for anything?
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people is needy. They always need something.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I'm glad I'm on the end of giving. But what are you thankful for?
Mm-hmm.
Call us up tonight. That's what we're talking about on the E-Man After Show. But man, we got a segment we're getting ready to do. Want to appreciate all you guys coming in on the phone lines, on the network, on tonight. Thank you, Southern Soul. Those of you listening over on Southern Soul, artists around the globe, radio.com. It is here at the E-Man After Show. Me and Mandy are grateful. We're grateful that our Cowboys won today.
Because
I told Mandy on the other show, see, we got a lot of Cowboy haters out there. We already know that.
Right.
But I'm thankful. You listen, and God is thankful because that's God's favorite team, the Cowboys.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's why they build that hole in the roof.
Right.
So when the Cowboys play, God just take a break and say, "Hey, listen, I'm going to check out the game."
Right.
And so a lot of people, yeah, yeah, hey, that the whole concept of that hole in the wall, because that's God's favorite team.
Delusion.
Yeah, okay, you can say whatever you want to say. Listen, all demonic activity stop when the Cowboys
delusion.
So we're thankful tonight, man. We're thankful. We're happy on tonight. We don't have no sad stories, so hopefully you have had a blessed day. But let's encourage your hearts now with encouragement for the soul by Fred Bell right here on the E-Man After Show on We Talk Radio Network and Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Network. Help us out, Fred.
You are now tuned in
to
encouragement for your soul.
I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me for the encouragement for your soul. And tonight, let's talk about something that's probably been on a lot of people's mind. Now, has there ever been something that you went through that you thought you couldn't get through, but then you came out of it? And did you actually understand the very thing that you thought you couldn't get through has brought you through? Now, some things we go through in life are not for us. They're for somebody to see God work through us. But that very thing that you thought you couldn't get through has brought you through this time and to this day and to this hour. Because we've all faced certain situations in which we thought there was no way out. We felt like we were the Israelites trapped up against the Red Sea, with the sea on one side and Pharaoh's army behind us. But just like then, like now, God can open a sea, meaning he can open the doorway to whatever your problem is. If we look at Romans chapter 12, verse 12, it says, rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be patient in tribulation. And be consistent in prayer. If we continue to pray while we're going through, God will always bring us out of that situation that we're in. But we have to understand, when we go through certain things in life, it's not for God to punish us. It's not because we've done so bad that he wants to just hurt us. No, it's to help us get through those things that are ahead. So therefore, when you face those things, you can say, hey, I've been in worse situations before, and God brought me through that, and he's going to definitely bring me through this. And if he don't bring me through it right now, I know that he will. But I'm going to be patient in the tribulation, but I'm going to be consistent in my prayer. Because when we're consistent in prayer, our faith constantly grows. And then that is the time that we understand the very thing we thought we couldn't get through has brought us through. And I want to thank you tonight for joining me for this word. But I hope this word has encouraged someone to let them know that when you're going through, God is going to be the breakthrough that you need. But always understand that this too shall pass. And the very thing that you thought you couldn't get through, you stand as a testimony because you got through. Amen. And I want to thank each and every one of you tonight for joining for another encouraging word by Fred Bell.
You have just been motivated, inspired with encouragement for your soul with Fred Bell.
You're listening to The Sound.
Clap your hands.
I get to kick it with the fellas.
Feel mighty good to me.
My kind of music.
Woo! Fellas have to say,
I
searching for peace that we cannot find. Yeah, yeah. Asking questions, 'cause we don't know why. Oh yes, we all need you to make a way, and we all need you. That's why we pray. We all need you here in this place. We all need you. Show us the way when it all falls down.
This is where we talk, we listen, and we take action.
WeTalk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started WeTalk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what?
Over 10 years later, we are still going strong.
Celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have two youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family. And you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Check one. My mic sounds like check one.
Check one.
E-man
Yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. We're back in the building. So excited and delighted that you guys are hanging out with us on tonight over here on We Talk Radio Network and Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Radio Network. Man, we are grateful and thankful on tonight. We're thanking God for just God being God and all that he have done in our lives. And what are you grateful for on tonight? That's the question out on the floor tonight. What are you thankful for? What are you thankful for, Mandy? You got something you thankful for?
Absolutely, mm-hmm. I do. I'm thankful for a number of things. You know, I'm thankful for the obvious, you know, place to live, for healthy relationships. You know, year of 2023, there has been a lot of changes in relationships, but when you look closely, you see what's healthy, you know, so I'm really grateful for that. I'm grateful for family, relatives. Of course, I'm grateful for you as my husband, and it's a lot of gratitude. You know, I have no complaints.
Yes, and to those of you out on the network on tonight, if you want to call us here at 563-999-3456, and tell us, what are you grateful for? What are you thankful for? Also, we are saluting our veterans on tonight. We want to appreciate you guys, you know, for serving our country and serving us. And we're grateful for you just as well.
Mm-hmm.
We got some people standing by on the phone lines tonight that's grateful. We got people listening over on the network. Man, our Cowboys won today. We're grateful for that.
Right.
The Dallas Cowboys won today. I think I did my sports report. Let me do it again, just in case a lot of y'all missed it. Dallas Cowboy, yeah, don't be jelly out there. Let me give you these scores again. The 49ers, man. Amanda, you don't know nothing about this here. The 49ers, they upset the Jaguars 34-3 on today. Houston Texans, they beat the Cincinnati Bengals 30-27. Man, the Pittsburgh Steelers, they upset Green Bay Packers today 23-19. The Falcons, they got that game today. They won over the New Orleans Saints. That's my son, old team. Minnesota Vikings, they beat them 27-19. Man, and our Dallas Cowboys, they demolished New York Giants 49-17. 9-7 here. Wow. And then the Lions, they beat the Chargers 41-38. And so to all of you guys, sports fans and football fanatics out there, how about those Cowboys? And so we want to appreciate all you guys that's coming in on the E-Man After Show, that's listening to the network on tonight. Man, we're just grateful and thankful. We're happy, you know. Just have had a blessed day all today. Are you at peace today? Are you happy?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's going on with you? Let's bring one of the guys around the domino table. Let's bring in Mr. Fred Bell. Last four numbers, 6530. Hello, Fred. How you doing tonight, brother?
I'm doing all right.
Excited to have you on tonight. Just peacock proud. How you there for them Cowboys won on today? What are you thankful for on tonight, Mr. Fred?
Just life itself. Just thanks for each and every day. Just thanks for each and every day I have a chance to get it right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, I tell you, when you get this age and stage in life and you look back over life, man, you just like, look what the Lord that brought me to. You know what I mean? I think we were talking about that on another show, man. I don't have no regrets in life. I ain't trying to look backwards. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I just want to keep moving forward, you know? Why? Because in every stage and age of life has been a lesson, you know? So how your day been today, man? I see your Pittsburgh Steelers won on today. Oh, Mandy's here, by the way. She's here tonight.
Hi, Fred.
How are you doing, Mandy?
Doing well, thank you.
Okay. The Steelers won, but I heard you saying all that incorrect stuff on radio. Now, you know the Bible says God is not a respecter of person. So he's not a respecter of person. I mean, he don't have a favorite team. Why would the Cowboys be his favorite team? Because if they were his favorite team, it wouldn't be 26 years since they won into the Super Bowl.
See, that's the thing. it's such his favorite team until he tried to give all the other teams a chance to win.
Yeah, okay.
I know you know this. Gil Brandon and Tex Ram and all them. See, when they designed Texas Stadium out there, that's why they put that big hole out there. You know what I'm saying? You heard that before, haven't you, friend?
No, they probably ran out of money. What it was.
And they could fill his building, and so he just designed that hole to make it look good, huh?
Yeah, they couldn't complete it.
Yeah, man. Well, you know, we y'all Cowboys, they didn't look too pretty. They didn't really look good last Sunday night. They bought it. You know, and that's the thing, man. You know, I ain't hating on them, but boy, I tell you, when it comes to the games we want them to win, it's like, you know, they lay down. You know,
right.
me and Amanda supposed to be going to the Thanksgiving game coming up in a few weeks. I think we're playing the Washington Commanders, you know, and that's going to be a good game. You know, we're going to go out there Thanksgiving night and check out the Cowboys and the Washington. Man, I'm so used to calling them the Washington Redskins, but they're the Washington Commanders
Redskins,
now.
Right. They've been playing pretty good. They lost today, but they came back. And tied the game up. They lost like in the closing seconds.
Washington did? Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't know what their record is, but the Cowboys, they looking good, but as people always say, you know, one thing, you get your hopes up, and I tell you, when it comes down to the big dance, that's when everybody get disappointed, you know? But
it's like, you know, you got to beat the teams you play. But when you look at the Giants, man, I think the Giants are one of the worst teams in the NFL. They are horrible.
Yeah, I think they 3-some, you know.
Yeah, man, the Giants are.
Yeah. I mean, and, you know, hopefully they'll rebuild, you know, because them used to be some of the rivalry games when we're playing the Philadelphia Eagles and the Redskins and the Giants. And I tell you. But we're in a different era now, and so. But you know, Dak and them, they look pretty good. They look pretty good out there. You know, we're just gonna see where it's gonna take us because we're getting ready to close go into preseason here real soon. You know, and
yeah, because nine games already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
Yeah, nine games.
Yeah, can you believe we already, because they done already started, because I believe the Mavericks played tonight, too, just as well, in preseason, you know. And so we right out of baseball season, right into football, then right into basketball. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I think a lot of people got distracted because, you know, they was watching the World Series with the Texas Rangers. How about them Texas Rangers, man?
Right. I don't like no teams in Texas.
I forgot. Man. If Texas Rangers, they won the series. If the Cowboys can win and the Mavericks come on and win, boy, look at here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they play good, but it's good to have wishful thinking, but guess what? It ain't happening. Not with the Cowboys, not with the Mavericks.
Yeah, we going to see. You know, we going to see. But, yeah, shout out to hey, man, just grateful and thankful today just to – you know, where you could sit down and help and sit down and just enjoy yourself. Man, I remember when me and you used to come together and just sit around the domino table and watch those kind of games.
Right.
And just have a good time. You know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah.
Being competitive about who's going to win, you know. Yeah, some of them tables you don't want to sit up because sometimes they can get real ugly around them tables, boy, you know. Yeah, man. Uncle Charlie and them, boy, I tell you, you don't want to be talking about their favorite team now, you know. But well, how your day been today, man? You do service on today? I know. Did you teach today?
Yeah. Did we do
it? Huh?
Got to do Sunday school today?
Yeah, you talk today?
Yeah. This morning. Bring them the love.
Huh?
The Sunday school lesson was freedom to love. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Freedom to love. Yeah, man. And I tell you, that's awesome. So you guys are listening on the network on the phone line tonight. This is the young man that does this segment, Encouragement for the Soul. segment, and you know, your good friends, they call in every about 2 or 3 minutes, or 5 minutes before you come up. They'll listen for a while, then they'll hang on up. You know, we want to appreciate them for listening, man. Just keep those segments going, because it is encouraging people's heart, man. You know, we're closing in. We got 3 more Bible study lessons we're doing for this year wrap up. Can you believe this year? Can you believe we're already in November?
You know, man, it went by quick.
Man, I tell you, because you started us out in February.
Yeah, once we got out of that hot summer, it seemed like these months been going by pretty quick since we got that hot summer.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, yeah, we got 3 more Bible studies we're going to do, because I think we, January is when if we're going to decide if we're going to do it again next year or pick someone, you know. Yeah, because, you know, we started in February, you know what I'm saying? And so, it's been a whole year. Boy, how time flies, but people have enjoyed it. It's been a blessing to listen to different people teaching their perspective in their teaching, you know what I'm saying? What you say, Fred?
I said yes. That's right.
So we're going to see where it's going to take us. We got Dr. Amanda. She's getting ready to come up real soon. She's going to be teaching our hearts. We're going to sit back and enjoy that. I got three more that's going to be teaching. And so we're just going to be blessed and then close that out and see where we go into 2024, you know. We kind of know the direction I'm going. I'm just going to really, really make sure that's what I choose to do, you know, at that particular time, you know. The people want it, we'll give it to them. Right, right. Might come up with something different. never know.
Yeah.
I always got something in the can, you know what I'm saying? But, man, we want to appreciate you. You've been hanging with us, and those of you other brothers that's on the line, and those of you that call in each and every Sunday night, yeah, you know, man, this show been here for 2 years, man. We've been running strong, you know. I want to appreciate you for coming in and helping out and listening and supporting. We want to thank all of you guys that support us each and every Sunday night over here on We Talk Radio Network. Man, we come around the domino table. We have had a lot of great discussions, and it's going to get gooder and gooder, as they say, better and better. But, man, we got to take a break. We're going to take us a little quick break, and then we're going to go, you know, we got an hour. We got 2 hours we got to do now, so we got to keep some of that music going. So thank you, Mr. Fitzgerald. I know you're cooking and going on. And so you and the family getting ready for a big Thanksgiving?
No, I was cooking that dressing as a practice, because I had never made it before. And they wanted me. I told them I was gonna bring a dressing to the spray hat. So I'm making a practice dressing and to taste it before I make one to take it to somebody else to eat it.
Okay, I know that's right.
But it came out good. For my first one, it came out real good.
Oh, that's good, man. That's good. Ain't nothing like experiment, right?
Right. Yeah. Experiment on yourself first before you get somebody else, and they think you can't cook.
Yeah, because, you know, we do them sprays, man. They do them sprays at work, man. They're free. When they do them sprays at work, you can tell if people don't like people's food, because all that be left up.
All is going to be left for you to take home.
Yeah, it's amazing to me, because I don't know what it is about macaroni and cheese. I guess people are particular about their macaroni and cheese. A lot of times I be seeing a couple of them big old bowls of macaroni and cheese left. I said, well, we sure had a lot of macaroni and cheese. And, you know, so you kind of taste it a bit. Oh, I see why. Everything else go, but that macaroni and cheese, and you don't cook it just right, man, it's going to sit there every time. Yeah. All right, man, we got to take a break. When we come back, we'll share, continue our conversation. We want to know, what are you thankful for on tonight? What are you grateful for? And then we're also saluting our veterans, Fred. You know, I want to shout. You weren't in the service or anything, were you, Fred?
No, I wasn't in the military.
Okay, yeah. Well, we shouting out and saluting all our military and all our veterans on tonight just as well, because we've been celebrating that all weekend. And so you guys keep it locked over here on the network. We'll be back with more of the E-Man After Show right after this.
You're listening to The Sound. the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. And cards are here. My world is filled with cheer and you. This Christmas, and as I look around, your eyes outshine the town they do. This Christmas, fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. How much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, fireside blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. And this Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me.
We Talk Radio Network has something for everyone with shows featured every single day of the week, which means you can join us every day and have fun every day. And if you got a business, feel free to join us and advertise your business right here on our platform on WeTalkRadio.com.
Yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. We're excited and delighted that you guys are hanging out with us on tonight. We're back. We're back in the building, sitting around the domino table, being thankful and grateful on tonight. We're also saluting our veterans. And you know, I tell you, you know, we as we look around in this world today, you know, we see the veterans sitting around all around the city, and they honor them on today. I was watching our local news, and man, as you see a lot of these veterans, you know, a lot of them have been taken care of real well, but a lot of them have. And so we want to salute to our veterans out there. Appreciate you taking care of us, you know, all around the globe. Those of you old Southern Soul artists around the globe, radio network, I seen a deal that they had out on the network over there where they saluting the veterans over there. You know, a lot of them old guys, they go on and they write books and they do music and you know, they joined the bike club.
Right.
And so to all of you veterans that are singing a little blues, shout out to you.
All of the veterans.
Yeah, man, we want to appreciate you. And to the young people that's inspired to go and fight for our country, because, you know, I think when we were growing up, they call it the ROTC, getting into the ROTC. And, you know, then it was the workforce, you know, you know, when if your son got in trouble, and sometimes they get in trouble, parents just encouraged them to join the army back in the day. And they would go up to the, you know, you go up to their little office, and if you wanted to be a part of the army, you could sign up. You know, because I remember coming up in one of those years, man, you know, well, we thought we was going into war, and I think we was like in our 20s, and they was talking about, you know, the young men gonna have to go to war. And at that particular time, we was racing cars and stuff. People were like, I ain't going to war. I ain't going to fight. But, you know, we're living in a different age and stage of the time. And, like, people are, the young people are aspired to go fight for our country now.
So let me ask you, do you think, and you stated we're living in different times, right? And this is just, it's just a question. Do you think it's beneficial for our children to enlist in the service?
I kind of do. You know, when they understand the purpose of what they're fighting for, I answer it that way. You know, because it's a purpose for it,
right?
And it's needed because I mean, if a young man could stop a missile from coming over here and bombing us, you understand what I'm saying? I mean, like I said, when we was growing up, how would I put it? It was kind of more like they talked about it from a curriculum standpoint where you can get a check, in other words. I don't know if the sole purpose was for them to fight for our country, but it was encouraging the young man that you can better yourself and get a check from it.
Right.
And so they was trying to get you to solicit and sign up. We into that where we really into war now. You know what I'm saying? And you're fighting to protect.
Yeah, and for on our end, we look at it and we're like, it's beneficial because our country is being protected. Nothing against that because we know our country needs to be protected, right?
Right, right.
But is it beneficial for the young people that are signing up to go to service? I ask these questions because we you know, there has been a lot of reports and things of that nature about, you know, going to service and just the psyche, how they, you know, some people, they may have made it through boot camp, you know, but from there, they ended up being sent home on a something other, it's called other than honorable discharge, right? Because of the mental state that they were in.
Right, right.
And, you know, when you see people that have worked in the service for X amount of time, especially looking back over the years,
right, right,
you see how they benefited from it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's safe to say that people still benefit from going to the service.
Yeah.
But you don't hear the winning stories as much. And that isn't to say
mm-hmm.
that people aren't winning, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when we look around and we see a lot of our veterans, they're homeless. You know, a lot of our veterans are having issues or receiving proper medical care.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of our veterans are, you know, they have, you know, some mental issues, you know, and they really not having people to, and I'm talking about professionals when I say people,
mm-hmm.
to walk through life with them. You know, they've given X amount of time to serve the country. They've traveled different locations, right? So there's a lot of, although it's rewarding to be able to travel,
mm-hmm.
but there's a lot of sacrifices when you're separated from your family. And I'm not against people, you know, going to service,
right,
you
right.
know, I think it's great. I think it can be really, really good. But you have others, they receive the opposite end of the stick.
Right, right.
And it's really sad.
And I agree. Fred Bell, are you back with us? You might be back on mute. Are you there, Fred? He might be on mute. Well, I definitely agree what you're saying, and because we live in a different ages and stages. I mean, when you talk about parents even talking to their youth about going to, everybody's looking from it from a different lens, because when you
mm-hmm.
kind of look back over and see how they took care of veterans,
mm-hmm.
kind of make you like, no, I don't know if my child, I won't sign my child up, you know, because older people have looked and seen how they've been treated,
mm-hmm.
you know, family members come home with a limb missing.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're talking about dealing with their psyche, they done seen so much, and you know, and if they can't get no help, what is the purpose of going over there and losing a child? Because you know, we're supposed to be one of the richest countries ever, but when they come back, they can't get the assistance that they need.
Right.
And so from that standpoint, I began to think that, you know, people are not as, you know, the young people is not as enthused as they, and parents are not as enthused as their child fighting. You know, and even signing up, you know what I'm saying? Even talking to them, because I don't know how they do it in the schools today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the school district today, and once again, I don't even see, like, I mean, we see, I see a few Boy Scouts,
mm-hmm.
you know, but I don't see the ROTC like I used to see it.
Right.
You know, and that kind of concerns me, too. I think that's a question I ask this, you know, when I get into school, how, you know, you the ROTC used to be a big thing, when, especially in high school football games,
mm-hmm.
honoring the flag, and but it's not a very, very big thing, because you know, down through the time, we're seeing how people, they don't get the benefits after they go fight.
Mm-hmm. I know mm-hmm. for my son, he enlisted into the Marines.
Okay.
And
mm-hmm.
for him, it was really, and you know, we were really proud of him, because he, when he had, his test scores were so high, he was able to pick pretty much, he would have been able to have any job pretty much he wanted, you know, because it depends on your test scores. And it was just so, it was really hard for him. The training was good. He liked the training, but he it was something about the way he felt he was being treated, you know, and it weighed on his mental, his psyche really heavily.
Yeah.
He was always going for every time I would talk to him, or mm-hmm. he was always going for some type of counseling, and I mean it you know, and I was like, well, what is going on? And I was I was asking him questions, you know, but the feedback that I received from him was they weren't treating him so well,
and you know, that could be true, not being in the service, but I know my youngest brother went on to the, you know, he went to the service for
mm-hmm.
for a minute, and you probably didn't know it then, because it's been so long ago.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them kind of feel like that, and that's a two-part, because
right.
on one hand, it's all about discipline and being strict.
Yes.
And if you haven't kind of grew up under that kind of discipline, understanding that kind of discipline, you know, and along with racism and being mistreated, you know, I can see a lot of that.
That's
you know?
What he, he pretty much felt. He felt that due to his skin color, that you know, the whiter guys, well, the guys that were white, they were being treated differently.
White privilege.
And then, you know, we have to look at the years, like your brother, that I'm sure that was years ago. Matter of fact, my niece, my cousin, she's in the Air Force. She was telling my son, because he was able to go to the Air Force.
Right,
she was telling him, do not go to the Marines, you come to the Air Force, you know. But you know, the Marines was something he always wanted to enlist in.
And they probably still got those kind of war stories out there, you know what I'm saying? They probably got them kind of stories that, you know, people were somewhat discouraging because of the mistreating, you know. But once again, and the sad thing about that, when you was talking about the Muhammad Ali's that, you know, refused to go fight and stuff like that, then we get in a war, then you just gonna make our babies go.
They're gonna draft you to go.
You know, and then that becomes a mental thing, you know, because it's something they ain't want to do it. And but you know, nevertheless, it has its ups and downs, like everything do.
Right.
And to those that went out there and fight, because man, when you look at, you know, when you look at the elderly now that's in their 90s, but they can tell you the stories of how they made it through. When you look at those that's honorable coming back with their stripes on, with their chest out. And then they get over here and they can't even get an apartment.
Right. And speaking speaking of that, I remember volunteering at the VA some years back. And, you know, you listen because older people, some of them, you know, they have a tendency to talk and they're giving wisdom, you know. Reminiscing. And I was blown away with hearing do not go. To the service, to not go fight for our country because they don't care about you.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait a minute, what? You know, what? Because that's not something I have done, so I didn't have the insight.
Right.
And I'm like, what? And just hearing that is heartbreaking because as we stated earlier, there are a lot of veterans that have benefited, right? And but there are a lot of veterans that they need so much, you know, to the point of we have seen where some have been homeless and where quality health care is scarce. I just thought that was very interesting to hear somebody that really have fought. They had an honorable discharge,
you know.
And they look you in your face and they tell you, do not fight for our country.
And then a lot of them have been discharged dishonorable just for the color of their skin, you know what I'm saying? And I'm quite sure a lot of that's probably still go on. I'm not for sure because I'm not there. But to all of you that's around the world and that's serving, that can hear this show, because this show is global, it's heard all around the globe, you know, we want to salute you, you know what I'm saying? But to those that have fought for us, man, we just got to do better in taking care of them, you know, because they need medicines. A lot of them need some medicine. You know, I mean, can you imagine hearing a number of gunshots all around you and they miss you?
Imagine what that does to the psyche. And things that they have to keep to themselves because they've sworn to secrecy when it comes to certain things that they witnessed, certain things they were involved in. That's a lot.
Yeah.
They should have therapy assistance available, and I'm sure there are.
And they probably did back in that day, you know.
But for the rest of their lives, you know, because you have people that suffer from PTSD. I remember hearing a lady giving a story about her husband who will wake up in the middle of the night, and he was just like in shell shock, I guess. I believe I'm using the correct term, shell shock, and he would wake up, but his mind, he was back there, you know, he was back in the war. He would wake up just, you know, I guess I don't want to say screaming, but as if he was saying what he was saying back then, you know, and then he would eventually start calming out of it. And so to hear that type of stuff and to hear how hard people have fought, to hear the sacrifices that people have made, it makes you, of course, our hearts go out to them, right? But I feel that they should have top of the line benefits.
I definitely agree, and and to throw the powers of be, you know. And then there's certain bills that's being passed. I mean, I was checking out the wire and looking at Biden and mm-hmm. some of the things that he's implementing, mm-hmm. you know, for our veteran, which is a plus, you know what I'm saying? But this weekend, yesterday was Veterans Day, and we were saluting and honoring all of those that protected us and fought for us. So mm-hmm. kudos to you guys. We're grateful and we're thankful on tonight.
Right.
Listening, you're listening to the E-Man After Show. We're over here on Blog Talk Radio, We Talk Radio Network and Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe mm-hmm. Radio Network on tonight. Man, I tell you, this has been a blessed and marvelous day. You know, we have did two shows. We did the Men to the Mentor Show and the E-Man After Show. We shut it down over here on the E-Man After Show on Sunday nights. But we're getting ready to wrap this show up, and we're going to music out on tonight. Mm-hmm. We want to thank all you guys that come in and each and every Sunday night. Ladies and gentlemen, when you do call in, if you do want to be a part of the show, you always have to hit option one. That signifies us, let us know you want to come in, because we won't bring you in. But we thank you for sitting there listening just as well. Those of you on the other side on the links, thank you for listening. And, man, as we get ready to wrap this show up, I always try to end up with a great thought.
Mm-hmm.
And I call it the E-Man thought. You know, different ones just inspired me to sit down and just come up with some different thoughts that run through my head.
Mm-hmm.
And my thought simply tonight is this. Laugh more, worry less, and be thankful.
Right.
Let me repeat that.
Mm-hmm.
My simple thought tonight is the E-Man thought. Just laugh more. You know, laughter is a medicine.
It is.
Just laugh out loud. Soul. LOL. Just laugh out loud. Mm-hmm. You know, just look at something. Because I remember when I was growing up, you may remember this, man, but, you know, you're a young whippersnapper.
Mm-hmm.
When I grew up, they used to have this little box,
mm-hmm.
and they call it the laughing box. And this little box will laugh. They got that on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
I promise you, if they got that little box, they call it a laugh. This little box will laugh till it would just make you just
laugh too.
Yeah, boy, it would get tickle till you get tickle. They call it the laughing box.
Oh.
And that was one of the little gadgets that when we grew up, people play with, and
uh-huh.
man, that little box get to laughing, it get to laughing harder. You couldn't do nothing but that.
I'm going to look and see if I can find it.
We're going to see if we can find that. And so my simple thought is tonight, laugh more,
mm-hmm.
worry less. Stop worrying about everything. You know, we got a lot of people, they in their head, they worry a whole lot, they overthink. And all worry is you're overthinking. You're thinking stuff to the point that you're worrying your own self,
mm-hmm.
which is you're stressing your own mind. And once you start stressing and worrying about some stuff you can't fix anyway, time is going to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Some stuff you really can't fix, you got to learn how to let it go and let it work itself out.
Right.
And then just be thankful.
Mm-hmm.
Just be thankful. And a lot of your stress level just comes straight on down
mm-hmm.
because a lot of people are, you know, you got people that I have heard them always use the word, that's a worrier right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you ever heard the old folks say, oh, that person, they worry about everything. They worry about if their kid's going to be all right at work. They worry
mm-hmm.
at school. They worry about, you know, the bills. They mm-hmm. worry about everything. And that's a lot of stress on the mind to keep worrying about a whole lot of stuff that you may not have no control of.
Right.
And so we want you to laugh more. You know, find a way to laugh. Right. Just laugh out loud.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if somebody ugly to you, just laugh. Just look at them and laugh. If you look at them and they already laugh, then maybe you would be ugly.
Really?
Yeah. If you look at somebody, you start laughing like, damn, they ugly. But now, if you look at somebody and they already laughing, that means you may be.
That's funny.
But, yeah, so because, you know, laughter put more life on you. You know,
really
so,
does.
You know, to try to laugh out loud, try to have fun and worry less. Stop worrying about every little bitty thing, you know,
mm-hmm.
and be thankful. Because we're into the Thanksgiving season,
mm-hmm.
and we're grateful for all that God have done and all that God is doing. And if he allowed you to be above dirt, we just want you to be thankful. And so we want you guys to have a blessed week. You know, be productive. May the Lord God bless you real good. May God bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Until we meet again next Sunday night, we're going to play music out, Mandy. We want you guys to enjoy this music. Come back with us next Sunday night. We'll be talking about the same thing. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll be talking about the Cowboys. Right. We'll be talking about being thankful because we want to be thankful for the rest of this month.
Yes.
And so till then, man, the last thing be.
Because
we believe in God.
Because God believes in me.
And we're all living proof.
Until next time, good night, everyone.
Peace.
You're listening to The Sound.
Knowing it all. see how much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. And this Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me. Presents and cards are here. My world is filled with cheer and you. This Christmas, and as I look around, your eyes outshine the town they do. This Christmas, fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. How much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. And this Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me.
Yes, it is the E-Man After Show. We are just sitting back in the cut, playing you a lot of great music, playing that. We want to thank all you guys that joined us on tonight on Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe, radio.com. And those of you who are joining us over here on WeTalkRadio.com, it has been the E-Man After Show. We want to thank you for listening on tonight. We're just giving you a lot of great music. And guys, you have a blessed night. Until next Sunday night, joy to the world.
thinking the word. Go. Be more of a winner. Go. If you want to set your mind to it, go. Then believe God for it. Go. Stop thinking you're lost. Go. When the game ain't even started, go. You never get it if you can't see it. Go. Before you ever reach.
Wait a minute, ain't no stopping till your missy finish. Turn my mic up so the whole church can hear it. Ain't no talking about it, we about to be about it. Let's work it, we gon' work it. We gon' praise dance all up in the churches. Then we gon' rock the service all night till the pastor do a sermon. Now hop, slide, step to the right, you try. Now hop, slide, praise them all night, we fast.
All the glory
worship you.
I worship you for all of the things that you do. From the depths of my heart, I thank you. Lord, you mean the world to me. You're the very air that I breathe. I surrender just as I am.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.